Rama Rama. Okay. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then quoted Srimad Bhagavatam concerning the glorification of King Bharat, whom Shukadeva Goswami was describing to King Parikshit. Yo dusyajan shiti suta swajanartha dharan pratyang shriyang sura varai sadayavalokam naichan nripastad uchitang mahatang maduvit sevanu rakta manasam abhavopi falgu. It is very difficult to give up material opulence, land, children, satiety, friends, riches, wife, or the blessings of the goddess of fortune, which are desired even by great demigods. But King Bharat did not desire such things, and this was quite befitting his position, because for a pure devotee whose mind is always engaged in the service of the Lord, even liberation or merging into the existence of the Lord is insignificant, and what to speak of material opportunities. That was spoken by Shukadeva Goswami describing Maharaj Bharat before the incident with the deer.
Oh, okay.
Before that. Okay. Lord Chaitanya then quoted, Narayana para sarve na kutaschana bibhyati svarga pavarga narakeshvapi tulyartha darshana. So this verse is Lord Shiva speaking to Parvati after she cursed Chitraketu. And Chitraketu said, yes, I accept your curse. So then this is what Lord Shiva said. A person who is a devotee of Lord Narayan is not afraid of a hellish condition because he considers it the same as elevation to the heavenly planets or liberation. The devotees of Lord Narayan are accustomed to seeing all these things on the same level.
Is that because they're like, oh, I can chant in heaven or hell?
That's exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
What did you say? Like, it doesn't matter to them if they're in heaven or hell. Like, I can still chant. As long as I can chant.
Exactly. Because there's this quote in Nectar of Devotion that says that these people had fallen into hell and they started chanting and they were delivered. Yes.
So Prabhu, you know, when we go and when we preach sometimes, you know, and we use this word that Prabhupada say that if you follow these regulative principles and if you chant offenselessly and so you can go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime, that is also considered a material desire?
No. When he says going back home, back to Godhead, the understanding is the same thing Lord Chaitanya says. You will develop love of God. You will be back to Godhead wherever you are. That's the reference. And the other understanding is that, yes, Prabhupada will take you back to Godhead, literally. And back to Godhead will be, because the verse said, they reject these if there's no service. So you will go back to home, back to Godhead, and you'll pick up from where you left off, because
that service only. Service.
Your service, which has your name on it.
We chant together, so we all have a service, right?
Yeah. No, what? In other words, in the spiritual world, you already have a service. Okay? You're going to resume that when you go. At the end of this lifetime.
Whatever your service you are performing here, or what do you have
achieved? What you already were doing.
There.
Ah. Yeah. You already had a service.
Position.
Yes. This is Prabhupada's teaching.
Yeah.
You have your service already.
It's just a matter of going back.
You're just going to wake up and resume it. Exactly. That service is already there. It's not new. You already have.
Yay.
Ah. This is what I've been preaching for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
This is what Prabhupada...
That, you know, when we do preach and when we desire for that, it's not considered a material...
No.
Because you are requesting to go move back home, back to Godhead, and resume that service.
Exactly. When we say go back home, back to Godhead, we mean to render service, not to enjoy. We want my service. Just like you went for vacation. Now you're back. You want your new Dwarka service. Right? If somebody tries to take it away from you, you're going to fight for it. Because you want your service. Yes? Yes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued speaking to the Tattvavadi Acharya. Both liberation and fruitive activity are rejected by devotees. You are trying to establish these things as life's goal and the process for attaining it. Seeing that I am a mendicant in the renounced order of life, you have been playing with me in a duplicitous way. You have not actually described the process of ultimate objective. After hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Acharya of the Tattvavad Sampradaya became very much ashamed. Upon observing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's rigid faith in Vaishnavism, he was struck with wonder. And remember, in the beginning, they thought he was a Mayavadi. And now he's shown them, and I actually know more than you. The Tattvavadi Acharya replied, "What you have said is certainly factual. It is the conclusion of all the revealed scriptures of the Vaishnavas. Still, whatever Madhvacharya has established as the formula for our party, we practice as a party policy."
Well, that's kind of lame. If it says the conclusion of all revealed scriptures is what you said, then why are they still...
He said, but what it seems to me that this Tattvavad, there must have been some kind of break in the, I don't know for sure, but obviously this is not the real thing. That's why it's called Tattvavadi. Something must have happened over time, obviously, because, you know, as far as I know, Madhvacharya preaches pure devotional service. So by this time, this Tattvavad, some deviation must have happened.
And that's why they...
And he's saying, but that's... And they're saying this is what Madhvacharya teaches. So not enough information is given. But one thing we know, Lord Chaitanya doesn't accept the Tattvavads. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Both the fruitive worker and the speculative philosopher are considered non-devotees. We see both elements present in your Sampradaya. The only qualification that I see in your Sampradaya is that you accept the form of the Lord as truth, as opposed to the Mayavadis who say the Lord is formless." Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broke the pride of the Tattvavadis to pieces. He then went to the holy place known as Falgu Tirtha. So, now we can read the purports to all the section. I wanted to do this whole section together, and then we have... So, do we have time? Okay, then let's go.
GBC. I mean, temple president.
Let's read a little bit. It's really interesting.
Yeah, we like it.
Rupal. Unbelievable.
What time do we have?
10:50.
Yeah, we have 10:50.
We have nothing else to do in life anymore.
Unless Prabhu has some other engagement. So we can finish this chapter, Prabhu, if you don't mind.
Let's
Is it okay with Leelavati?
Whatever everybody wants.
More hearing is better.
Then
for you.
After that, I need half an hour, then we can have pressure.
According to the Tattvavadis, the best process for achieving the highest goal of life is to execute the duties of the four varnas and ashrams in the material world, unless one is situated in one of the four varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, one cannot manage social affairs properly to attain the ultimate goal. One also has to follow the principles of the ashrams, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. Since these principles are considered essential for the attainment of the highest goal. In this way, the tattva bodies establish that the execution of the principles of varna and ashram for the sake of Krishna is the best way to attain the topmost goal. The tattva bodies thus establish their principles in terms of human society. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, differed when he said that the best process is hearing and chanting about Lord Vishnu. According to the tattva bodies, the highest goal is returning home back to Godhead. But in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion, the highest goal is attaining love of Godhead in either the material world or the spiritual world. Yes. So especially in the material world. Because, again, nadanang nadanum. Lord Chaitanya, that's not the big thing. The big thing is love of God. In the material world, this is practiced according to Shastric injunction. And in the spiritual world, the real achievement is already there. So yes, when Prabhupada says go back home, back to God, yeah, he wants you to achieve the real thing. Everyone is after success in religion, economic development, sense gratification, and ultimately merging into the existence of Brahman. These are the general practices of the common man. But according to the strict principles of the Vedas, the highest attainment is to rise to the platform of Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma projita kaitavotra paramo nimatsaranang satang vedyang vastavam atravastu shivadang tapa trionu mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni krite king ba parayar ishvara sadyo ridi avarudyate tra kritibi shusru subistat kshanas. Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, this Bhagavad Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Sri Vyasadeva, is sufficient in itself for God realization. What is the need of any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart. This verse of Srimad Bhagavatam rejects as cheating processes all religious activities that aim at achieving materialistic goals, including dharma, artha, kam, and even moksha or liberation. According to Sridhar Swami, the material conception of success, moksha or liberation, is desired by those in material existence. Devotees, however, not being situated in material existence, have no desire for liberation. A devotee is always liberated in all stages of life because he is always engaged in the nine items of devotional service, Shravanam Kirtanam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy holds that devotional service to Krishna always exists in everyone's heart. It simply has to be awakened by the process of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaye Udai. When a person is actually engaged in devotional service, his eternal relationship with the Lord, the servant-master relationship, is awakened. When something's awakened, it means it was there, but it was sleeping. Right. In the Vedas, there are three khandhas, or divisions, Karmakand, Gyanakand, and Upasanakand. He's going to explain. The Karmakand portion stresses the execution of fruitive activities, but ultimately it is advised that one abandon both Karmakand and Gyanakand, speculative knowledge, and accept only Upasanakand or Bhaktikand. Now, sometimes, Rupal, Upasanakand can be in the same category as worshipping demigods. Sometimes it's seen like that. But here, Prabhupada is saying, actually, Upasanakand means Bhaktikand, and you don't do bhakti with demigods.
Right.
Demigods is not bhakti. So there's no Durga bhakti or no. Bhakti means Vishnu bhakti. That's bhakti, devotional service to God. One cannot attain love of Godhead by executing Karmakand or Gyanakand, but by dedicating one's karma or fruitive activities to the Supreme Lord, one may be relieved from the polluted mind, and becoming free from mental pollution helps elevate one to the spiritual platform. Then, however, one needs the association of a pure devotee, for only by a pure devotee's association can one become a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. When one comes to the stage of pure devotional service, the process of Shravanam Kirtanam is very essential. By executing the 9 items of devotional service, beginning with Shravanam Kirtanam, one is completely purified. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadyanavritam. Only then is one able to execute Krishna's orders in the Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyajimang namaskuru mam evaishyasi satyam te pratijane priyozime. Savdharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja ahang tvang sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shucha. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Okay. Then you must go see.
No, not right now. I still have time, but you know it will take some time for
my... Yes.
For half an hour.
Yes.
Right, you know, you married Dr. Lopraman. Rupal, you are coming with me, right?
We'll see.
Yeah. No?
All right, so we're...
Yeah.
Class is done.